we should do the Achmo right after Tilak. People do even before performing Tilak, they do Vishishta Achmo. The second initiates are supposed to learn the Vishishta Achmo. Vishishta Achmo is a full set of Achman with Nyasa. Nyasa means connecting our senses to the Supreme. So we have to prepare our mindset required for the worship of the Supreme. Now, right now they are collecting paraphernalia, means articles of worship. That's called Upadan. That you can do after even Achma. First, we'll do Vishishta Achman. Vishishta Achman is different from Sadharan Achman, the common that everybody does, Om Keshwaya Namah, Narayana Namah, Dvaya Namah. But then you have to approach all of the parts of the body for purification also. So, when you have the water in the Achman Patra, the Brahminical standard requires that you purify water by invoking all the holy rivers to come and reside there. So, those who have been wearing Brahman bread, they have to do the process in the beginning. Put this middle finger without touching the nail and stir the water with Kurma Mudra, and perform Ganga Chayamna Chayva Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kavari Jalasmin Sannidhin Kuru Vim Krishnayanam Kum Krishnayanam Kum Krishnayanam Kum Krishnayanam Kum Krishnayanam Krishnayanam, like that. So the idea is that the deity of worship has his Bija Mantra or Mula Mantra. So we invoke by reciting the mantra. Alright? So, without the mantra, the worship is not going to be performed. It cannot reach to Krishna. After all, mantra means you have to engage your mind in delivered state to approach the Supreme Transcendental Nature of the Lord. So, how is it that you will be able to worship just the way you think you can? No. It's a very systematic approach, keeping in mind all the purificatory processes. So, then you perform Sadharan Achma by washing two hands and take three. Om Keshwaya Namaha, wash it. Om Shri Narayana Namaha, again. Smadhvaya Namaha, then wash both the hands. Sam Vishnave Namaha, Sam Madhusudanaya Namaha, Sam Trivikramaya Namaha, Sam Vamanaya Namaha, Sam Sridharaya Namaha, Sirushikeshaya Namaha, Padmanabhaya Namaha, Sadamudaraya Namaha, and Nyasas. Vasudevaya Namaha, Sushankasanaya Namaha, Pradyumnaya Namaha, Sanirudhaya Namaha, Sachitaya Namaha, Sanasinghaya Namaha, Sapendraya Namaha, Sahare Namaha, Sakrishnaya Namaha. Then you have to invoke the mantras of your object of worship. Om Tad Vishno Parampadam Sada Pashyanti Surayah Diviva Chakshuratatam Tad Viprasa Rupanyo Jagravansa Samindatir Vishnu Yat Parampadam. We have to approach the Supreme Lord who is having the Supreme position. Now, this method cannot be applicable to those who have so many demigods in their, altar. You can't approach like that. Who you are addressing, who is your worshipable object, Lord Shri Krishna, then he has that parampadam. Others don't have parampadam. There is only one, right?
So therefore, in this worship, we declare our intentions, declare, our in-tuneness of spiritual harmony by the process, right? So after purifying, then you can also chant Om Apavitra Pavitruva Sarvavastan Gato Diva Yasmarit Pundarikaksham Sabhaya Bantarikachi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. But declaration of the Parampadam, it is the nature of the Brahmana. So those who will be taking second initiation, they have to understand this. Generally, we do not teach all these details, but that's the way the worship has to be performed. It's not simply a ritualistic ceremony. The ceremony is described in Pancharatri Vidhi and Narada Pancharatra. They are extremely important, because Narada Muni, being a pure devotee, is showing us the way, how to perform pure devotional service. So then, when you collect the paraphernalia, which is called Upadan, there are specific things needed, because you have to go and wake up the deity, bathe the deity. Just like you treat yourself every day, you have to treat the Lord with the first priority. But in impure state, we cannot do, therefore we take bath and purify ourselves first. So with a purified mind, we approach the Supreme Lord, right? In this way, if we practice daily, then the purity of our intentions and our practice will invoke the spirit of Paramatma in us. So we'll be able to realize Paramatma. Otherwise, our worship does not go or reach even a little bit. We may have a lot of bhavas, but unless and until Paramatma realization is, then it becomes our behavior, because Paramatma is equivision. It doesn't differentiate between good or bad or anything. So similarly, the devotee who is worshipping the deity of the Supreme Lord cultivates the same vision. It is said, by Kapil Muni in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, explaining the devotional service to Mother Devaki, he says, "My dear mother, if a pujari is unable to see Paramatma in the deity and the congregation, and do not behave on equivision, then his service of puja does not reach to the deity." So, it is a total transformation. It allows the devotee to progress. Otherwise, what is the necessity of deity worship? Deity worship of Lakshmi Narayan was a means of purification in Dwapara Yuga. In Kali Yuga is only the holy name. But the holy name generates the form of the Lord. So when the Guru qualifies us to get second initiation, then our purpose should be served. We are given opportunity. So deity worship is not, sakam bhakti or type of puja that we do perform to devatas, the demigods. This is in order to, realize, because Paramatma is everywhere. Everywhere in every living entity, even in the demigods, the Paramatma is situated. Even in dead matter, the Paramatma is situated. What to speak of demigods, who are managers of the dead matter? Means material energy is dead. The spirit is making it alive. Spirit belongs to Krishna. Right? So, that all spiritual personality of Godhead has specific form also. So Prabhupada says that even though we worship the full form of Radha Krishna, but when Radharani is in Abhay Mudra, like what she is doing, she is understood to be Lakshmi. So here is the form of Lakshmi Narayan rather than Radha Krishna. Means even though they have Radha Krishna, we have to approach, all our process of worship should be according to awe and reverence. So the pujari has to be very obedient, attendant, servant of Krishna. He cannot joke or he cannot do, just like, you know, a very faithful servant is standing, you know, just to carry out the order. So how much awe and reverence he has to, you know, master. So then we need to have proper paraphernalia. This paraphernalia for waking up the Lord is necessary. One must have a lamp, bell, flowers, and whatever you are going to offer for the morning bhoga. You know, Krishna, he starts with his day with milk sweets. What do you start your day with? Cereal. But Krishna, he's starting his day with milk sweets. So, all the paraphernalia has to be taken. Now, after finishing Gayatri, and you can chant Gayatri later on, because Gayatri will be chanted several times during puja also. So the full-time pujari, you know, is bringing the paraphernalia. But he has to bow down before he goes and approaches the Lord. So he does it outside the room of... it's not that he goes and open up. No. Krishna is to be respected. So first he bows down, then gets up, chants the mantra, permission, you know, and the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, you know, how to wake up all the deities. You have to chant their mantras, invoking and glorifying them, you know. So, go gokulananda yashwananda vardhana tishta radhaya sadhana pratarasit jagatpati. There are so many mantras, and the pujari has to memorize each and every word. Therefore, the Hare Krishna devotees speak a lot. their mouth is always working, either by speaking the glories of the name, and otherwise eating the mouth. They don't have time to speak any other nonsense. What a trick! So, in this way, you know, after proper invocation, he approaches the Lord, and with soft touch at his lotus feet, he wakes the Lord. Generally, people have bigger deities, so they cannot take and make the Lord to sleep. It is too cumbersome. So smaller deities can be taken. If not, then take the shoes and put on the bed and consider. There are big temples in India. You might have known in Gujarat we have Ranchodrai temple. And they do all these services open door, even bathing of the Lord, you know. But the pujaris are so nicely trained with the powers that when they have to put the Lord at rest, you know, in the night, so the pujaris will invoke mantras and invite the Lord, means they will take the shoes of the Lord and they'll make them walk like this. Very nice. You know. Have you seen in Jagannath Rath Yatra how they are bringing the Lord Jagannath? They have variegated moves. You know. They pull, tie up with the neck rope and move. If he doesn't move because he's too heavy, then they will shout at him, "No, otherwise we'll beat you up." Because after all, they were Sabaras. Sabaras means aborigines. They do not know the technique. But yet, the Lord is accepting their services. Huh? If somebody is so methodic and so pandit, you know, and then goes, like Ramanujacharya wanted to teach, the lesson to the sabhas that you do not know how to worship properly, no awe and reverence, you know. So, Ramanuja went, you know, traveled, and he reached in the evening. He thought, okay, let me rest, and I'll go and tackle with those so-called pandits tomorrow, and in the morning. Jagannath came in his dream, and he said, why did you come here? Jagannath was angry with him. Why did you come here? You want to teach lesson? I want to teach you lesson. So hard that Ramanuja flew and went back to Sri Lanka. And when Ramanuja's sleep was broken, he saw really he is back in Sri Lanka. Thank you. I love this, you know.
He reached
the Sri Lanka. Yes, back. Jagannath didn't want any interference. He said, okay, your methodology, put it away. But I can accept this service. What do you want to teach to the aborigines? What is the necessity? I'm accepting. So it's pardonable that way. So we don't offend those people. They can steal your money. I have a special experience on that. In 1994, I went for the Rathayatra in Jagannath Puri with my godbrother and his family. You know, we flew from Delhi, stayed in Bhubaneswar, and we would go. So the first day, and Jagannath, it took so long. He comes on his own accord. Balbhadra already came at 11 o'clock. Subhadra came about 12:30. But Jagannath wouldn't move. He came at 5 o'clock. You know, because they had hard time. Jagannath came at 5 o'clock. And that too, you know, everybody was so hurried. Let's go, let's go. And they started pulling the cart anyway. But he would go here, he would go there. But nobody can pull straight. It's such a wonder. And what happened at 6 o'clock when the sun sets, Jagannath said, no, I don't want to go further. So they camp right in the middle of the road. So everybody thinks, yes, that's good enough. Rath Yatra is over. So they disappear. Millions of people come and they go away. Yeah? Next day we part. The Rath is still on the halfway. It has to go to Gundicha. Let's go. So we reached around 12 o'clock. And Rajabog, but at the same time it was raining. So Jagannath didn't move. They said there is a rule. In the rain, Jagannath doesn't want to go further. Sunset, he doesn't move. Rain, he doesn't go. So the pujaris were doing Rajbhog Aarti. Alright? So one panda came and there was nobody. The whole road was empty. Then one panda came. He said, oh Maharaj, Hare Krishna. Say, Rajbhog is going on. Want to go out on the cart? I said, yes, why not? It's a good opportunity. And he said, 108 rupees. I said, no problem. So he handed over to other pandas who were on the cart. There were three. Alright? So I was there, my godbrother, his wife, and two children, you know, boys were there. So we all went up, you know. Then the pujari handed over one tulsi mala in each of our hand. Then they said, embrace Lord Jagannath. Oh, really, Jagannath is huge. But we had the opportunity. In 108 rupees, it's damn cheap. So, we thought we are so fortunate, right? Right. One pujari came, and who is going to worship? I said, Shivaradya, you worship. So my godbrother sat down for worshiping. And one pujari came and handed over big rajabhoga, that's butter filled with nuts. It's called makkhan bhog, you know. And others were given the mala services, just stand. Yeah. All right? So I was holding with two hands, so my hands were tied up. I cannot do anything. My god brother sat down for the worship, and Pujari pulled out about 300 rupees and put in his pocket. And says, worship now. I said, hey, what are you doing? Did you ask? You can't put your hand into somebody's pocket. Shh, Jagannath. Really? I'm not looking. What he said. So I was shut up. So my god brother is such a humble person. He said, never mind, whatever it is. Then they started worshipping Puri. The pujari said, give 108 rupees. I said, you stole money? And you are asking money? The another guy who gave me the makkhan bhog, he said 108 rupees. He is also asking 108 rupees. I said, the third guy, he is waiting downstairs, he will be asking 108 rupees too. So 324 rupees right there. And how much money you had? He said, almost 350. I said, that's it. The person became so angry, you know, he took away the makkhan bhog from it. You think this is cheap? You're not giving 108 rupees? He took away makkhan bhog from my hand. I said, all right, doesn't matter. Then he was asking 108 rupees for the puja. I said, you stole money, you are also not getting. Hey Prabhu, it is our right. We can steal in front of Jagannath. We are samaras. Who can teach us? I said, yes, thank you very much. We got the experience. We won't touch you again. So we went down, and the third one was waiting. I said, bye-bye. You know, you never warned us. You know, no more 108 rupees. Because you collect from them. We gave more than 108 rupees. So, in this way we have to get the experience. It is sabaras. But the Lord accepts this service. It is traditionally going on from how many thousands of years? About 2,500 years back. So anyway, they are the authority in their realm. You know? Anyway, so, we can't mess around with the desire of the Lord. We have to accept whatever it is, we can't criticize. But for us, if we are learning from our disciplic succession, then we better stick to our process. We can't imitate anybody's mood or sadhana. Right? So we have to be strict with our own principles and the way of worship, because some are fortunate, unfortunate, who cares? Prabhupada says, you know, this pujari is of Jagannath. They even mix fish in Mahaprasad and they can eat. Yes. But what is the use of criticism? After all, it's Kali Yuga. Everything is getting polluted. But we don't have to look into those affairs, because it's none in our control. We can control our destiny by following in the footsteps of our great acharyas, the disciplic succession. We can't imitate, we can't mix up anything. Outside it may seem so much controversy is there, but who cares? Does Krishna care about controversies? He remains totally aloof. If he is not taking the side of good or bad, what does controversy has to do to him? It's not going to do anything good for him. बाल्ये भजन्ति तो माम भक्त्या तेषाम् ही रेसिप्रोकेट्स अकॉर्डिंग टू अवर डिग्री ऑफ सरेंडर दैट्स द पॉइंट मम वर्तमानो वर्तन्ते मनुष्यः पार्थ सर्वसम् ही गिव्स अ ब्लैंकेट स्टेटमेंट दैट एवरीवन knowingly or unknowingly is compelled to follow the path I chalked out. People who want to ignore him, Krishna said, I will also ignore him. So, but we are not getting into the ignorance. Rather, we love him and we want to express, so we want to become very methodical, very systematic, according to the teachings of Parampara. So this is how it is. So, after waking up the Lord, we offer him the seat, then ashram, then offer him the toothbrush, but what kind of? Mantra toothbrush. Have you seen a mantra toothbrush?
No.
If you chant this mantra, the toothbrush will come in Krishna's mouth. Idam dantakasham vim Krishna, like that. So, and then and you have the tongue cleaner also. We have to give Krishna tongue cleaner. And we say, idam jiva ullekhanyam. What that cleans the tongue, jiva ullekhanyam, scraper. Then again we wash his mouth by mantra, but meditating. You engage your mind in Krishna, that you are serving Krishna by offering so he can clean, so get ready. So, then tailam, we massage, oils, the fragrant oils are used, particular kind of oils are used in the summer season, in winter season, and they are different. And in autumn season they are different. We don't use Calvin Klein or Chanel 5 or any of them. They are not so-called perfumes. We use the non-alcoholic products. The gulab, mogra, champa, and I think kus, they go in the summer season because they have cooling effect. Hina, musk and all of those, they are heavy duty, they go in this winter season. Right? Then those who are say night queen, Ratrani and others, they go for Sharad Purnima and others, cool in the night, like that. So, in the same way, we wear the garments, different kinds of garments. Krishna also wears different kinds of garments. Seasonal. Seasonal garments. One Mataji in Vrindavan, she makes exquisite sweaters. And they fit the deity as if, they are custom made. Alright? So, anyway, all these processes are to be done as if we treat ourselves. The way we want ourselves to be treated, the same way we have to treat the deities. There are no more statues when you engage your mind thinking, and they are called Sri Vigraha. Sri Vigraha is one of the name of the body of the Lord where you will get very sentient reciprocation. In Ayurveda, there are about 11 or 13 names of body, depending upon different functions of the body. Varshma is the name. Varshma means that body is capable to produce a similar body. The body that is produced is called Tanu. Otherwise it is called Deha because it is Jiryate, Shiryate, Iti Sharira. Sharir is also the word. Deha is a Chiyate, Iti Deha. Chiyate means where it is capable of metabolic activities. It's called Chiyate. Chaya and Apachaya in Ayurveda. And metabolism and anabolism. Breaking down the food and again assimilating into complex food that builds the body. Right? You eat flour, you know, vegetables, and maybe milk products, but they break down and they are entering into the bloodstream and then go into the cells, and their cells again make up. They become fat or they become strong with protein and like that. So this is called Chaya and Apaya. Chaya means assimilation, Apachaya means breaking down. So according to this activity, it is called Chiyate Iti Deha. That's called Deha. But Sharira means Jiryate Shiryate Iti. The one is getting, what you call, used up or deteriorates. Gradually deteriorates. It's called Sharira. In the same way, and there are other names of the body. Wang. Tanu, Wang. So, in this way, there is also the name Vigraha. One name of the body is called Vigraha. But this Vigraha has a specific definition given. One which is capable of reciprocating to our sentient feelings. It's called Vigraha. So, Prabhupada says, this is not Murti Puja. Murti means Mruta or Mitti, which is made up of earth, water, fire, air and ether. Alright? It is beyond, because it is reciprocating. The deities are attracting, calling us and accepting our services. So therefore, if they can accept the service, they can exchange anything in return. So, we have to experience this. But it should be within the framework of mind. So every puja, that will be, it will be manasik puja. It will be through the platform of the mental conception, where mantra will be used in approaching. One who neglects the mantra and start doing, now it won't reach. You have to exactly do the way he asks. He says, patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tad bhaktim apartam asnami prayatatmana. Now, analyze this whole verse. You can offer a fruit, flower, water, or even a leaf. Everybody can do that. Nobody can say that I cannot offer this or that. If you don't have anything, at least you can offer water. But how that has to be offered? Bhaktya prayachati. Prayachati means offering, where bhakti means love and devotion. But tad bhaktim aprahatam, I accept bhaktim. I accept the devotional service. Means this devotional service is approved by Krishna. But ashnami, I eat. Because you have given me to eat, I eat. Prayatatmana means one who is thus endeavoring to give me, I eat. Did you see Krishna eating? No. Did you see if you offer an apple, did he bite? Then what is he eating? He said, I eat. Do you think he lies?
No.
He says, Prayatma, I eat your efforts. The efforts are done with love, devotion. Efforts of offering. Bhaktya prayachati. Prayatma prayachha bhakti. So these three things are required. We must offer. Make an effort to offer. But with love and devotion. And he will leave the offering behind and eat our effort. Why did Krishna, you know, when he was offered banana by Vidurji, he was so much in love and devotion and he was offering banana, so he was peeling banana and giving peel to Krishna to eat and throw away the banana. And Krishna was eating the peel. That is bhakti prachati. He will leave banana for you to eat, but he will eat your effort, and that what it is counted. If a person thinks, oh Krishna, everything is given by you, so it is all yours, now what do I have to give you? I cannot give you anything. He is still mischievous. You know, he doesn't understand that Krishna wants your effort. He is so lazy, bum. He's lazy bum. Doesn't want to make an effort. So he cannot develop further devotional service. So we have to make an effort. There are rules and regulations of, you know, arrangement, and because each and every paraphernalia has a personification and must be worshipped, and especially the conch shell. What is the name of conch shell of Lord Krishna?
Panchajanyam.
So you have to worship and place the Panchajanya ready for service of Krishna. So you have to involve, you have to offer him the aarti. If you do in the details, yes, and it will take some time. But you have to establish him, you have to invoke the presence by pouring in water, and this becomes a special arghya. You need to have achmaniyam, arghyam and madhuparka. These three things are necessary. Madhuparka is made up of panchamrut. Right? Argha, the argha is made up of milk, yogurt, and some sesame seeds, not sesame seeds, and barley seeds, and maybe til. And we offer. This is argha. We invoke. Everything has to be established and worshipped and then utilized. So, there is a sequence. Before bathing, the Lord is offered. Idam arghyam tinkshayana, idam achmanyam vashita, mouth. Then again, esha madhuparka. So these mantras, you will have to learn systematically and work out. Then, after the oil is smeared, massaged, sweet, you know, everywhere, make sure do not get disturbed. Don't move the deity. You move. Don't make the deity to make you comfortable so you can worship him. No. It is not business. But rather you move. Or you sit in such a way that you can reach out. Right? We are serving him, he should not serve us. So all this are to be taken into consideration. Then offer the snaniyam. When the snan is finished, then idam vastram, idam upavitam, janayupana. And then you can decorate him. When he is ready, idam sugandham pushpam, malyam, all the articles that consist of 64 upacharas. You know, this is full worship. 64 upacharas are there. So, in this way, then you dress, right? After dressing, put the garland. Or sometimes we need to put the garland in a little bit nice way, showy way. So we put right after the necklace, and then the wig and crown and everything should be nice. So in this way, you perform. Then as soon as he is ready, he is hungry, feeding. Before you place him back on the Sinhasan. Right? Generally big deities are not worshipped this way. Only their Utsav Vigrahas means daily worship, the smaller deities are worshipped and their presence is invoked in them. So that's how the two sets of deities are there. Once you finished your daily puja, you know, then arrange everything. Then, according to your means, you have to perform either 5 full artics and or 7 artics and 5 ogres. It depends. Everything is nicely described in Pancharatra Kibidi. So. You should also memorize many stotras and invocation mantras, you know. And after that, you know, the aarti is to be performed. Generally, performance of aarti depends upon which particular methodology you are using. If you are using the old what Srila Prabhupada you know, initiated, and it was written in the Archana Paddhati, in the first publication, they want you to offer to Srila Prabhupada first and then to Gaur Nithai and go Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I mean Krishna and then Radha, and again in the descending order. Right? But Haribhat Pivilas and other South Indian impressions, you know, and Ramanuja Sampradaya says that you beg permission from the Guru to go to Krishna, you know, and come back. Because there are certain rules and regulations that's being discussed. But Krishna doesn't accept anything offered to somebody else. So why should we offer to our guru or this? So that is one consideration. You may ask your guru the permission because he has qualified you to. So can I approach? You know. But if the guru insists, no, you give it to me. Because I'm supposed to give it to my guru. Can you argue with your guru? No. So therefore, The one of the safest situation is that how is our mental conception in the process of offering is? How are we approaching? You know, if we approach through the guidance of Guru and Krishna, then it is best. Shastra recommends, but it should not contradict. You know, if my guru is not going to keep with him, is going to give it to his guru, and this this is the way to approach Lord Krishna through the order of hierarchy, then you can do with that confirmation. There is nothing wrong. But there are people who become like pandits. They argue back and forth. Srila Prabhupada showed the easier way, because the Westerners did not know anything. So Prabhupada took the burden of accepting everything, whatever they will offer on behalf of establishing the whole parampara. So there is nothing wrong. If somebody is taking similarly, the same mood of Srila Prabhupada, what's wrong with it? So both the things are valid, alright? And you can't draw only one side of conclusion. Because without Guru, you cannot approach the Supreme Personality of God. Without the Parampara, you cannot. So, if you offer it to the Guru, who is not going to keep with him, his offering, he is going to hand over to his hierarchical gurus, right? So in this way, rest assured that the offering is rich to Krishna without any deviation, right? Like that. Similarly, this involves some processes. The importance of taking out nirmalya is also very important. When Krishna is garland and the paraphernalia is taken out, the things that are being disposed, it should be in sacred, like tulsi, flowers. Even if you offer him tambur, tambur, betel nut leaf. We can't consume, but we can offer him. So everything can go in sacred throne. And make sure that it does not decompose. Rather, it can be thrown in the wilderness where it is biodegradable. Or it should be thrown in the flowing water. Anyway, it depends upon the restrictions of a particular place that you have to work it on. Now, you have to keep the entire altar area so clean that not even a rat or a fly would come. Why do we use chamar and peacock fan?
Chamara closes the energetic space and keeps out of it.
Inauspiciousness to be removed. Yashoda Mata, see, entire process of the Astakaliya Leela means one prahar is about 1.5 hours. And 8 praharas means you are talking of 12 hours. The 12 hours service must be rendered in the mood how Yashoda Mata was rendering service to Lord Krishna. That many times he was eating. And Yashoda, you keep up. She would encourage Radharani to cook bhoga. So the kitchen belongs to Radharani. Yashoda was very fearful that somebody might invoke inauspiciousness by envious nature to her beloved. So there is a fear. But she was using fear to protect Krishna, right? What happened? when Krishna was born, right, all the Brijvasis came and they were very happy to see the newborn child, and they were singing the glories of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, that at such an advanced age they got the child, you know. So they were so much in jubilation. Even the demigods wanted to come and have darshan of the Lord. But Shivji wanted to see desperately, and his heart was dancing and pouncing like anything, you know. And somehow he couldn't wait. He ran and, knocked the door, Maya khol, darwaja khol. And she showed from the hole some very fearful person is there. He has snakes and he is looking like a madman. Oh my God. Krishna will start crying and he will become so much afraid by seeing this person. No, she was not caught. No, don't come here. Go away. My Lala is sleeping. No, Maya, I know. I have become mad simply in love of him. Please let me have his darshan, you know. And he pleaded, Lord Shiva pleaded Mother Yashoda like anything, you know. After all, she is a Vama Swabhava, means a very melting personality. So I said, okay, just for one second, you have darshan and I will close the door behind. I'm sure my Lala will be crying, just seeing. So, no, I will not make him. So Yashoda opened. And Lord Shiva started dancing, looking at Krishna in a very mad way. And Krishna was laughing. But Mother Yashoda closed the door. She ran, taking Krishna behind the backyard, and got hold of the cow and she put the tail around Krishna, the black whisk, cow tail, because she was thinking, oh, this is inauspicious, it is not good for Lala. So this kind of fear of somebody who is having buri najar, buri najar wale tera mukh kala. If you see with a wicked eye, you should be ashamed. You know, like that. She was using her fear in service of Krishna. She was that much protective. And whenever things happen, she would whisk cow tail, because at that time there was live cow available. Today we can't find the cow even, and we can't go and run and bring the cow in the temple room and whisper. Krishna is so beautiful that anybody can be attracted. Even a wicked person can be also attracted. But devotees do not want that disturbance, so they go and they believe that cow tail will do all the auspicious things. So chamar is made up of yak tail. Yak is a cow from Himalayas. But now there are no more yaks because no more tails are there. No more yaks, no more tails. So they manufacture plastic heads and give you. You watch out, in Vrindavan anything can be sold. Yeah. So there are specific symptoms that whether this is authentic or not. Generally the last bones of the spinal cord that is attached to the tail, they are intact and authentic
chamber. The bones should be there. Oh, it's animal matter. Is it auspicious itself? Oh, it is to be used for removing any inauspiciousness. The mridanga also have cow hides. Now in Mayapur also many cows are simply slaughtered to promote mridanga business. You better believe. We think that we are getting this, but there are a lot of reports, investigations. You know, what do people do for eating? You know, greed and anything. There is no discrimination. But anyway, so therefore we have to be careful and as far as possible where the purity of the approach in devotional service is required, you know, we end up messing up the whole process. So, therefore, for a twice initiated person, this becomes eligible. You know? So like that we have to approach. It is for our own welfare and progress in devotional service. It's not that, oh, everybody is making it hard for us, we have overpowered, we are not able to get the vent. No. It should be appropriate time of maturity in order to understand that devotional service is not cheap. It is a very rare opportunity. Right? So, when you start worship, you also blow the conch shell and invite the Lord, make him seat, make him offer the asanam, patyam, archmaniam, so many things. You know, always consider that these are not ordinary statues. Sometimes devotees, by familiarity of daily worship, they become mechanized and lose their sight of their own inner bhavas. So we have to be careful. We can't rush in so much. So therefore, all the care is taken in approaching the Supreme. If you read this, the Archana Paddhati or even Bhaktivedanta Maharaj wrote, that is a good sequence and it is accepted on the basis of the authenticity of Hari Bhakti Vilas. And many ISKCON temples are you know, worshipping. But it is meant specifically for the householders to worship within the home. If you cannot perform all 64 upacharas as in the temple, you are advised to perform even 10 upacharas or minimum 5 according to your capacity in the household, 5. But we have to increase the devotional service. And so you can start with a minimum standard, but you have to advance to the higher standard. That's the idea. We don't have every paraphernalia, but otherwise I could have asked to Asha. Now the dressing especially, that part, people have to get familiarized, you know. Then in Vrindavan, things are so easily, you know, just stuck on that. And his, you know, lenga or this is so big. The deed is so small and you simply make it filled up with the clothes. No, try to, you are treating the way you want to be treated. So naturally that point should not be forgotten. You know? So make an appropriate size of outfit. Take more interest, you know.
you know, how it fits. It's not simply, you know, expensive stuff to be just put and they will look good. No. Actually, the process of devotional service dictates some other principle. It is because Krishna is all attractive, all this paraphernalia become attractive when it's open to them. Otherwise, on their own, they have no attractiveness. However skillful they have been. In Vrindavan is a competition. Every year the prices are so jacking up, you know, up and up. They are simply ripping us off. So much costly. But regardless, they can look beautiful. How? The beauty is in the eyes of beholder. How do you behold Lord Krishna? If you see in old times where such business was not that developed in Vrindavan, devotees didn't have much paraphernalia, but yet their worship is attracting the Supreme. There are old temples and old murtis and of course, ISKCON revolutionized so much expertise and helped to uplift the dying art of outfit making, ornament making, and everything. But in the same way, it is Lord Krishna who makes everything beautiful. So. If our devotional service is however so simple, I mean even the outfit and other things, so simple, yet the bhavas are supposed to be reflected. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sthadev bhajanyam. In the degree of our surrender and our purity of our approach, Krishna will reciprocate. Right? It's not simply putting so many things, of opulence would be the criteria, Rather, the deity themselves are very beautiful. Therefore, other outfits can become more beautiful. If they are not beautiful, but what is the standard of beauty? What is the standard of beauty? Artificial makeup is not the standard of beauty. But it is the process in which Krishna would decorate himself, decorate Radharani, how Mother Yashoda would decorate. All these devotees have applied those particular techniques, Just like culinary art, the art of bhoga preparations, it's an art. Krishna is the supreme artist. Therefore his name is called Lalita Madhav. Lalita Madhav, Lalita Kala. Not only one artistic, his style of standing is also very unparable. He is curved in three different angles. Who can stand even for 1 minute? I bet you. But he can stand for ages. So, use of art is appropriate. Because Srila Prabhupada entrusted the Western devotees. And their ingenuity was really so much eye-catching, the dressing, the color matching, the whole approach, it was completely new to even Vrindavan Brajvasis, especially Indra. Indra decorated Radha Shyam in such an intense way that he was called by other temples to dress their deities.
Several times it. So, it is not that he is an artist. Krishna is the artist. If we think that we should use all the best, expertise in service of Krishna, itself is not devotion. Rather, we utilize everything in service of Krishna, means connecting all that we know in service of Krishna, that is the expertise. What is expert? What is the perfect way? If you are expert, then are you connecting these things to the most expert of all experts? That is expertise. It's not that you make a standard of this is an expert situation. I am an expert in cooking. No, if you cook for Krishna with love and devotion and offering, that is called expert application. Yoga karmashu kaushalam. Yoga karmashu kaushalam. Karmasya kushalam. Is yoga. Karma is to be connected with Krishna, is yoga, is expertise. Which one is it? An expert performance of some service is yoga or the art of connecting our karma with Krishna is expert. Which one is true?
The art of connecting.
The art of connecting any karma with Krishna is expert. That is called expertise. You can connect anything. Sometimes devotees say, Maharaj, I get very angry. How can I get rid of my anger? And I said, did you use ever your anger in favor of Krishna? Oh, I never thought of that. I always use anger for my sake. Right? So I said, then you are in trouble. But if you use this anger in service of Krishna, in favor of Krishna, then the result will be completely different. Suppose if you become angry with an atheist or somebody who is criticizing Krishna, and if you become really angry and pound him, won't you become happy? Smack that guy, right? So that is service to Krishna. So anyway, everything comes in deity worship. We have to take everything in account. Haridas Thakur, who never did deity worship, right? Who could never go even or enter in the temple because he was a Muslim, right? He simply worshipped the Sudarshan Chakra in his mind, just simply sitting underneath the Siddha Bakul tree, chanting 300,000 names of Lord Krishna, right? He was asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the Namaparadas. But then after finishing Namaparadas, he said, Haridas, you know the Sevaparadas also. He said, my dear Lord, I never went. How do I know? He said, no, you know it. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forces him, yes, I know, by your mercy, I will tell you. You please sit on my tongue and speak it up. I will not consider whether the tongue is speaking right or wrong, because I am concentrating on you. So Haridas Thakur starts explaining
the seva aparadhas, the deity seva aparadhas. Because if somebody chants the holy name, don't you think the form of the Lord can appear in his heart, mind? The name produces the form. And therefore, when you worship internally, after all, we are also worshipping mentally. Right? Haridas Thakur, without the deity, he was worshipping the Lord mentally. So he knew exactly how many aparadhas are there. He said, some scripture says 32, another says 50. And he enumerates everything. Don't show your back to the deity. Don't spread your legs in front of the deity. Don't pass bad air. Don't show your teeth in front of the deity. Don't laugh. I will steal. So like that. They know exactly. But the point is that Haridas Thakur could enumerate. This is also given in Haridam Chintamani. Seva aparadhas. Then dhamma aparadhas. Where the deities are designed. How the temple atmosphere should be. How the residents of the temple should behave. Everything is the reflection of the worship, temple worship. Prabhupada said, and the temple is the heart of the institution. Here comes the force which will be circulated throughout the entire body of our institution. ISKCON is my body. But the temple worship is the heart. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the oxygen. This way the body should keep alive. So, anyway, we don't have enough paraphernalia, otherwise I couldn't. Arrange. So you should also learn different kinds of mudras. Invocation mudra, invitation mudra, when you touch the water, either kurma mudra or fish mudra, then offering mudras, establishing mudras. Well, they are beautiful gestures, and they are all, even Kathakali and Bharatanatyam has mudras. They are based on the temple worship. Right? So, these are the main aspects I will simply describe today. I thought we can do some. Do you really want me to dress the deity? They're already dressed.
Any standard procedures are followed when you're addressing the deities? Any standard procedures are followed when you're addressing the deities?
Not necessary. You can start, at least when it comes to ornaments, you start with the ankle bells and then go rise up. But sometimes it so requires that to have the skirt and the case or the sides, you need a belt first to hold them. So it depends. But generally we start with the ankle belts.
And what about when you are bathing the deities, like normal deities, small deities that we have, like we bathe them. So is there, what's the procedure that's been used to bathe them?
I told you, start with an invitation, then offer padya, means wash their feet, then achmanyam, then give them mouth wash, brush, tongue cleaner, like that. And then when they are ready, then you offer oil, massage, then bathe, and then dry them up. So each and every article is to be offered along with its mula mantra of the deity. For both Radha and Krishna, they are different.
Maharaj, I said only minimum, please, 10 or 5 upacharas.
Yes.
What are those?
Offering seat, flower, incense, lamp, and bowl. That you can do minimum. Right? But when it is 10, then you go further. In bathing also there are additional upacharas. So when you speak of the entire aartis and other, you know, five, well, there are three major aartis, you know, and three or four small aartis, the two aartis, what they generally call it, where the big lamp is not to be offered. Many temples do not offer lamp and shine aarti. You know, it is flower, you know, chamar, or sometimes incense is there, but no lamp.
Did you make it here?
In Dhuparti, or Shingararti also, only chamar and flower is there. The 7 o'clock when deity greetings are there. That's not full aarti. It's called Dhuparti. If you follow the temple schedule, then in the house it will not be much mentioned. Temple is a factory, you know, everything is organizedly done. Many, you know, devotees involved. Prabhupada's standard that to worship Radha Krishna, you require 14 full-time pujaris. 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14,
hand.
And the worship of our Radha Krishna became popular, you know, and everybody wants to imitate. It's very good. Even the artists, you know, want to imitate our dressing. Otherwise they were not dressing even Radha Krishna in their paintings. In that place. But these devotees have utilized their art in service of Krishna. They revolutionized, you know, and the entire deity business in Vrindavan. Color matching, color combination, mix match. Anyway. If you call up Ramanuja Prabhu in Brisbane,
I performed this deity seminar, and it was videoed, the whole thing, because I demonstrated Gaur-Nitai worship and everything on that. So you can obtain that. Anything else? It's 3:15. Really?
Two.
I'm running ahead. But still, it's beyond the time. Only up to 1 o'clock. All right. Prabhupada ki jai.